Blog Talk Radio.
You got the commish here live on OFL After Dark on this Friday morning, I guess we're at here, 12:15 a.m. on the East Coast. Way to go, everybody, all you league members out there, over 100-plus members now. It's unbelievable when 10 a.m. Thursday morning when I went to move all the leagues forward, out of all the leagues we have, only three games didn't get played. That's really impressive, so congratulations to everybody there. Let's see, what do we got going on? We're going to unveil the new top 20 live right here on the show tonight. Also, we got the Omaha 8 going on right now. I think we're down to the final four with VX Assassin going against Dippin' Dots, and then I think we have Buck Sweep going against Believe in Monsters. So some big-time players there. There in the Omaha 8 going up there for $125. And over there in the Long Beach 32, we are into the final four where we have Volcano going up against Buck Sweep, and then two new guys up at the top, Kibbles and Vix and Durex. So, you know, two new guys up there. Now, we had a big issue today with Durex and Bad to Chad Jackson in their game prior to that game. What happened is they both claimed they won. It was really strange because Durex had game clips of the time running out, him taking knees with the score. We investigated very in-depth and decided he was correct, although it was really interesting because there was a message to Chad claiming he won. Be nice if Chad would call in the show, but I actually think he's busy right now. I don't know, real interesting situation, but let it be a lesson to everyone. It says on the website to grab a screenshot, to have a game clip, have some kind of proof to prove that you won the game, because then there's no dispute. And that's why in the end, you know, this was a really tough decision, but in the end we had to side with Durex because he had proof, he had a game clip. So that's that. Make sure you just grab a screenshot. Have your Xbox record that, you know, right at the end. Get the last 30 seconds. There's so many things you could do to just cover your ass. So, I mean, if Chad did win, unfortunately he didn't have the proof or the evidence. He's basically shit out of luck because the other guys claim had a clip. So just to cover your ass, you don't ever want to get a win and have some guy come in and lie, but he somehow has a clip or something, you know. Just cover your ass, basically, man. And that's that. Also, we got big news coming on the tournament scene here pretty directly. We're going to have some big tournaments coming, especially for March Madness, kind of to coincide with the basketball. We might even do a basketball, just a small basketball tournament for everybody out there that are 2K fans, just to be in the spirit of March Madness, because I know a lot of guys are fans of that. But we definitely got a big March tournament coming. Details coming real soon. We're talking big money, man. We're talking big money in this, so definitely get ready for that. Also, guys, we need the Group 5 single non-draft fool, man. Tell a friend. Get a friend in there. It's over halfway full, but it's kind of just been hanging around there. We're really going to hit the forums and stuff this weekend, so hopefully we can get it filled. So let's go there. And let's go right to the caller right now from the 713 area code. 713, you got the commish here. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with?
Yeah, this is OFL Now Savage.
OFL Now Savage, representing Team Houston, straight out of Houston. How's everything going?
Everything's going good, man. I'm living life.
Nice, nice. It's always good to hear guys living good, eating good, breathing good, sleeping good, winning good. And we know you are winning. New polls coming out. You're moving up, deservingly so. We're gonna get to them polls here pretty directly, and we'll see if you agree or disagree with these polls. Team Houston represented in the polls quite nicely. Obviously, a lot of winners over there in Team Houston. How did you get to follow the Durex and Bad to Chad Jackson situation at all?
No, I actually didn't. I don't know what happened.
Okay, well, we're gonna go. Basically, they both claim they won the tournament game. Chad said he won 29-28. The other dude claimed he won 28-21. Guy sent a message basically saying, "You won, bro, LOL, LOL. Good job." Chad says, "Thanks, I'll tell the commish." Yet at the same time, the guy sends a game clip of the clock running out and him taking knees winning 28-21 to basically verify that he won. So what do you think about that whole situation? Chad didn't have any evidence other than the score being 28-21 with 3 minutes left. He never had a clip or a screenshot or anything at the end, but this guy did. So what would you do?
I don't know. That's weird. That's really weird, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I talked to some other guys that actually...
The other guy had evidence,
go ahead.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, the other guy had the Xbox record it, and he was taking knees, and the clock ran down to zero with 28-21. Like he claimed, all videos were checked for the timestamp and everything, and they coincided with the clips that Chad had posted up. So, I mean, what do you think? Do you think I made the right decision moving Durex on?
Yeah, I was just about to say, I think you definitely got to move that guy on then.
Yeah, so... But a lot of people were out there supporting Chad, you know, backing him, his character and his morals. And I'm with you, man. I like Chad. He's a good guy. I don't want to come out and say he lied about it. But all I want to tell everybody is make sure you get a screenshot. No matter how much you think you know somebody or trust somebody, just get a screenshot or have the Xbox record that just to cover your ass. You know what I mean? Because let's take, for example, you and Witness. Now, granted, you guys are boys, man. But let's just say he was hard up for some money, man. Like maybe he, you know, owed somebody money that was threatening his family. You never know down there in Texas with Mexico being right there. A lot of kidnappings and shit. I see it on the news, Dateline. We know what goes down. Either way, let's just say that they were holding Witness's family for ransom and he needed money. He might just go ahead and lie and say he beat you in a tournament to get to that money. So basically all you would have to do is cover your ass with a screenshot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong, loyal listeners out there. That's taking it to the extreme. We don't really think Witness's family members are kidnapped at this moment or are going to be kidnapped. But I'm just saying, somebody could be hard up for money and do that, and that's just how it is. I mean, I've told the story of a really good friend I had that actually robbed my family because they were hard up for money. They had a really bad drug addiction. But that's not who they are as a person. It was the drugs making them do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure, Greg.
But I need to get a screenshot of that motherfucker fucking next time he fucking breaks into my family's garage and shit. But that's neither here nor there. Anyways, let's go right into the top 20 here, Savage. I know you're always intrigued by the rankings and all that. And, you know, we're getting closer to the Summer Bowl Series, so these rankings are starting to matter a lot more. But right before we get into that, Savage, let me ask you something. Do you think we should go from the top 20 to the top 25 now that we're over 100-plus members?
Yeah, actually, I think we could do that. We could expand it out to the top 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's a lot of good members out there that are usually habitually ranked in the top 20 but are left out, and, you know, they're right there. They're right there. But let's start off right now with number 20, and let's ask you how you feel about this. Actually, number 20, speaking of the devil, we got Wee Witness coming in there at number 20. You like him being ranked at 20?
Yeah, I think that's pretty good for him right now. He just needs to keep getting wins, and he'll climb up.
Yeah, he seems to be hot right now. I think he's sitting at undefeated in one of the new Group 1 or 2 seasons that just started. So he's looking pretty good off the jump. Then you got at number 19, you have Believe in Monsters. What do you think about that?
Yeah, he's pretty good, too. It seems like he's been falling off a little bit lately, but he's good right there. You might even be able to move him up a few spots.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I was looking at Monsters being ranked 19th, and I'm like, man, he should be up higher. But the way the points came out, that's where he ended up. But when I tell you some of these names coming in front of him, you might think differently and think, well, I guess he does deserve, you know, he does deserve to be there at number 19. Let's go at 18. Also, speaking of the devil, we got Bad to Chad Jackson. He's really hot in league play right now, by the way, if you haven't been watching.
Yeah, Chad is always good. Always a really good opponent. I think 18 is about right, actually.
What do you think makes Chad such a challenge to so many people in the league?
Well, one, and this is no knock on Chad, he gets in your head, and he's just solid. He has a solid run game and pass game, and he plays okay defense, too.
Right. I think his biggest weakness might be his time management. I've watched a lot of playoff games. He let get out of control because he had the lead, and he blew a lead because he didn't control the clock. Let's face it, Savage, clock management is a big ordeal. We saw Fat Magic, one of your close friends and associates. We saw him lose a playoff game because of poor clock management, if you recall.
Yeah, it'll come back to bite you in the butt if you don't manage the clock good.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys saw that Twitch broadcast this past weekend of that Vegas Madden Championship, but that was one thing that stood out to me, that problem, who's considered the greatest of all time by many, kept saying clock management, that guy should have chew clock on, blah, 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 you know what I mean? So it's obviously an important thing to, I'm not saying you need to chew the clock, but you do need to pay attention to that clock. Which is a downfall, when you agree, of a lot of people that play that high octane, high offense, that no huddle, hurry up, that Chad plays. You also notice it in real life with Chip Kelly and stuff. They're not as good when they have to slow down a game. Have you noticed that at all, or is that just me?
Yeah, for sure. When people aren't used to it and they try to transition into it, it causes you problems and everything just doesn't flow right.
I think you said it beautifully there. It just doesn't flow right. Because as a loyal Eagles fan, it's bad to watch them try to milk a clock, because they just seem all out of whack, and it's just not a good situation. But yeah, so that's let's move on here to number 17. Out of Virginia, we have one of the newest members there of Team NMO, VX Assassin XA. He's down to 17. He's actually dropped a couple games, but he's still currently undefeated in the Fantasy League Group 1, I believe.
Oh, wow. I think he should be higher. He's pretty good. I've got to watch him, and, yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, old tournament-style player out of the Madden World Syndicate, where hosts a lot of the biggest players in the game right now. He comes from there. But he has dropped three games in a row. So in this league, you know, if you drop three in a row, it's kind of hard to stay in that top 10. There's just too many people winning. And so, but, yeah, I expect him to bounce back up in due time, but we'll see. At number 16, always a surprise to me, but always staying ranked, is LaserEyes 007. What do you know about him?
I don't know much about him, but I've heard mixed things, good and bad. So I feel like he could move down a little bit, but I guess 16 is good since I don't really know much about him.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know much either. He's really helped the league. He's brought some new members in. But other than that, he's pretty quiet as a whole, so it kind of lays under the radar. But he does continue to win and beat some big people. He kept Double J 125 out of the playoffs over there in Group 2 multiple, if I'm not mistaken, last season, which nobody expected that to happen. So obviously LaserEyes can play. I also think he's from Virginia, the same as Assassin. Anyways, let's move on to number 15, another guy that nobody really knows much about. Only one loss in Group 1 Fantasy. I think they're in Week 12 or something now. Week 10, Week 12, somewhere in that range. Only one loss, real low-key, new member. About That Life 2. You familiar with this guy at all?
Nah, I don't. Actually, I think Jeremiah played him in a tournament last night, and he was up on Jeremiah pretty big. So I know he's pretty good, but Jeremiah came back and beat him real late in the game. So, yeah, I know About That Life. It's pretty good.
They played in the Long Beach 32, actually. I'm not sure if he's a tournament-type player because, you know, there's a difference, man. Some people are tournament-style players. Some people are more league-oriented. And then you have people that are hybrids that can kind of play both. Like XXI Pro Sports, he doesn't know it, but he's a straight-up tournament-style player, man. And he has a bright future in tournaments. But anyways, let's go over here to number... Now, don't get me wrong. If you're good at Madden, you can win either way. You know what I mean, Jordan?
Yeah, for sure. But there is a difference, though. I agree with that. If people don't know that, there's a big difference between a tournament-style player and a league-style player.
It is. I mean, not only when it comes to Madden, but also involved in your personality. Some people, you know, they don't handle pressure when it's all riding on one game like that too well, like in a tournament setting. But that, you know, each their own. Number 14, a major drop, was number 1 here last week, dropped down to 14. Not so sure he should be all the way down at 14. It's just how the rankings came out. You got PL510 main. I think it's he dropped the game, and it's just everyone else is so good in this damn community that he dropped that far. How do you feel about PL being all the way at 14?
Yeah, that's kind of too far of a drop. But you're right, though. There's a lot of good people in the community, and if you lose, it'll bite you. But he'll climb back up. He's definitely a top 10 player.
Yeah, he'll be back in due time. Number 13, you have Ready 10. Kind of been quiet this starting new season, but he's winning. He's winning. Ready 10 all right at number 13?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Ready's solid. He said he's in a slump right now, but, he steadily finds a way to win, and I think 13's a pretty good spot for him.
Now, 12 and 11 are both big-time players, and I don't think they'll be ranked this low for long. It's just one of them, they're both kind of newer members, and one's kind of got some sim losses because he hasn't participated in his games in some of his leagues. But at number 12, we have DNA Suspect. What's the word on Suspect?
Yeah, I've been talking about him. I don't know why he hasn't played his games in a Group 2 multiple, but, yeah, DNA Suspect's a beast. In the fantasy league, he has the best offense in the league, so I know he's good. He should be higher, but he just needs to play his games.
Okay, all right. At number 11, you have the considered basically the best on earth right now in the Madden community, coming off that big Xbox One championship there in Vegas in the Madden World Championship. You have number 11, Buck Sweet. I believe he's only at 11 because his sample size is pretty small right now. I think he's only maybe got 7 or whatever week Group 3 single, I believe, is in. That's the only league he's in. I'm not even sure he's a league player. He's just, I think, more in the league because you get the discount in all the tournaments if you're a league member. So it makes sense just to jump in a league. But, yeah, he's undefeated. You think he's too low at 11?
No, I think he could be he's too low. He could be higher. I've heard too. I mean, you can pretty much say he's the best player in the world right now. He's pretty good.
I think that's really cool to have what people consider the best player in the world, you know, rubbing shoulders or whatever that saying is with everybody here. I think that's really cool, man.
It is cool.
And it's not like he's just completely blowing people out. So that just goes to show that how good everybody in this community is. And it can only help you get better playing the best. So, you know how it is when you play an online head-to-head and you're trying to move up them rankings and you really want to play that top dog and it doesn't match you up or you don't ever get a chance. Well, you're in here, you get a chance to meet the guy. Actually, he's out there posting. You can get lessons from him. So that's pretty cool, man. He's a real nice guy. Hey, we're going to go to the top 10 here, but let's bring a caller in to unveil the top 10. We got a 616 area code, 616. You have OFL now, Savage, and the commish here. How are you doing?
How you doing? J. Mills, OFL.
I know that voice. That's J.J. Mills. J.J., we're about to unveil the top 10. I don't know if you've been listening. But your name and Savage's name has not been listed yet, although I know what you don't know, and I know it's about to come out. So, JJ, what do you think about PB number 1 being ranked 10th?
PB number 1 from ranked 10th, that's pretty good. I mean, when I played PB number 1, I thought he was really good. He changed up his style, so with that new style, it's more of like a hybrid Barquino style, and I think he's pretty dangerous right now, to be honest, because a lot of people that think he play like what they described he played like before is going to get caught off guard, because I done heard a lot of people games, they're like, oh, he don't play, you know, yeah, more, I don't even like to call it legit anymore. I call it more basic Madden style, you know, stick to the basic stock plays. And he don't do that no more, I can guarantee you that, so I think that number 10 ain't going to stick long. I think PB is coming for Barquino. So,
He's ready. All right, let's go to number 9. I don't know if either of you guys are familiar with this guy. Speaking of Barquino, he's one of the few people to actually beat Barquino. He's over there in the Group 1 Fantasy, if I'm not mistaken.
Obama.
It's Obama's mentor.
Yep.
Anybody familiar with him at all?
Yeah,
I play him in soon. I play him soon, so I haven't played him yet, but I play him soon.
Jeremiah's only got beaten him so far. Yeah, Jeremiah's only got beaten him, and he beat him pretty bad, actually, the first time they played. But ever since he lost that game, he hasn't lost again, so he's pretty good.
Yeah, that was his first game, so, I mean, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, when you draft a fantasy team, your first week you're trying to feel him out, and since he has run every other game pretty easily with wins, he might be a guy to really keep an eye on. Nobody knows him, knows much about him, but he's sitting there at number 9. And if you beat Barquino, I think only maybe 2 people in leagues have beat Barquino. So that says something right there in itself. But let's move on here before we run out of time. We got number 8 really, really hot right now, really moving up. They're 2X, Matternaw, 2X321. I know everybody knows Matternaw. JJ, what do you think about him being ranked there at 8?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, man. I played the long son of people you just mentioned, and when I see from Obama with who he done beat, I don't know, man. I would have to consider see who he has beat to be able to say he should be number 8. I mean, from the people that I've seen, I think Madden, I don't think he's a bad player, no disrespect to him, but the guys I played, that you named off, the PB and pills and stuff, I think he's a little bit harder than he is, in my opinion.
Huh? And like you said, you don't mean any disrespect. And really, the guys, this community, some people say, is the hardest on the Xbox One. I don't like to even get into that argument. But anybody in this league, I mean, I don't win hardly at all. But I promise you, when I go online to head-to-head, I can win 70% of my games. So the community is really strong. And JJ means no disrespect, like he said. But he just feels Maternall's probably not the eighth best player. But that's where the numbers have him right now. Savage, let's go over here to number seven. Another new guy and a partner of Maternall's is SC Bolt 21. What do you know about this guy?
Yeah, I've got to see him play a few times. He's really good. He's actually, again, he's one of the best players in the world, too. And I haven't gotten a chance to play him yet because I had a case of Dragon Ball. But we'll get the face up on him soon.
He's good. I played him. He's good.
Yeah, I actually played him just today and last night when we advanced. I got two games back-to-back. He beat me easily. I think he took it easy on me because I'm the commish, but whatever. He's a really good, solid player, likes the screens and short, quick passes, and likes a lot of blitzes, man. But let's go on to number six. Back up here at number six is XXX, Balkino66XXX. A lot of people think he should be number one because he's got the championships and very few. Hell, I think he's got as many championships as he has losses, give or take one or two. But people forget that sportsmanship counts a lot. So when, you know, you're putting 100 points up on 0 buckets, you know, you're going to get penalized for that. But, Jordan, how do you feel about Balkino being six?
I think he's definitely a top three player. But sportsmanship is big. I've learned that in the past. And, yeah, you can't put 100 up and expect to stay number one.
Right. And let's keep this moving because we're running out of time. And we're going to ask you again, Savage, here at number five. We have Jay Mills actually coming in here at number five. Really hot right now. Really just beating player after player. I'm sure he would tell you his schedule's been just insane. Day in, day out, playing some of the best and winning. Maybe a loss once in a while, but that's understandable when you got as many games as he does. But you got Jay Mills at five. You think that's right?
Jay Mills can be anywhere in that top five. He's definitely one of the best players in the league. And, yeah, his schedules are really hard this year, and he's still winning.
All right. And I agree with you. He could be the number one player, man. Jay Mills could be the best player, especially with his increased improvement in his defense that we've seen, but enough kissing Jay Mills' ass, man. Fuck it. Let's move on to number four. We got the highest rising, and I think the biggest surprise of them all. He comes from the Madden World Syndicate, same place as Assassin, same place you see Cyrus hanging out, Buck Sweep's in there. Some of your tournament players, Mo and Buck Sweep, come from the Madden World Syndicate. So it's the top of the top, basically. But you got number four, new guy on the radar. You'll see him once in a while on Glit. XDMGX Jason. What do you think about that, Savage?
Well,
I don't know about him, actually.
Well, I know about him.
What do you know? We got a minute. What do you know? Quick, JJ.
No. Not yet.
From the game I played with him, not yet.
Not yet. No, that's not a good
All right, we'll leave it there. JJ says not yet for Jason. Anyways, let's go to number three. Let's get these in. We got 1 minute left. JJ, we got Savage at number three. Good or not?
That's good. Savage is a good candidate for that. Super Bowl winner, I agree.
Uh-huh. A lot of respect from a lot of the community members with Savage. I have no problems with him being at number three, but we're running out of time, so let's get these top two real quick. At number two, you have a newer member undefeated over there, I think, in fantasy, Slay Island 9XX, also won over $450 in tournaments. Anybody know anything about him real quick?
Yeah, he's dominating the fantasy league. That's a good spot.
All right, and number one, a big surprise, Black Assassin 10. JJ, 10 seconds, yes or no?
That's my boy. Yes, I agree.
Savage, yes or no? 5 seconds.
I don't know. He could be in the top five. I don't know about number one.
All right, peace.